Well, the pandemic has upended the norms of air travel, and not just for humans. Pet owners say the process for flying their beloved animals between destinations has become almost impossible. They're enduring the same cancellations, confusion and international ticket price rises that have made travel challenging for all. Even interstate trips have become a dice roll, with some owners being told that airlines have stopped taking pets altogether. Matt Bamford reports.
After a fun-filled 3 years in Canada, Victoria Morgan and her dog Chaplin are coming home to Australia. But it's not going to be an easy journey.
It's at least 6 months. Most people say leave about 8 months to prepare because of their rabies test. There has to be at least 180 days after their clear rabies test.
Flying a pet is stressful at the best of times, but COVID is making the process more complicated. International flyers have to book through transport companies, and the costs are eye-watering.
The costs are 100% over 10 grand just for one pet. Most people are getting, I think, about 14,000 at the moment. That's also to include like everything that needs to be done with the pet, like vaccinations, etc.
Flights are already limited, but airlines like Qantas have suspended pet bookings entirely on legs from Australia to London and Vancouver. Victoria is looking to charter a private plane with other returning expats.
So that's something that, you know, all of us are kind of talking about, figuring it out. I understand that there's a chartered plane from the UK to Melbourne that's happening. And I also think the same plane from Melbourne to the UK. And so I've reached out to people, even though they're not in the same country, asking what their process is. And they're actually trying to help as well.
It's not much easier on home soil. Pet owners have told the ABC some airlines have stopped taking pets on interstate flights in recent weeks. They're chasing transport companies for hundreds of dollars in refunds. Qantas and Virgin Australia both declined to provide a response on the record. Sam Scholes has been flying pets from Perth to Broome for years and says it's becoming increasingly difficult.
Yeah, it's just quite frustrating. I mean, 10 years ago when I was flying my dog up, it was significantly cheaper. It was only about, I don't know, $30 or $40. And a phone call, and you booked and paid over the phone. Whereas this was, you know, email back and forth, you know, confirmation, and then, yeah, just difficulties and challenges with the different flight companies as well.
She says her friends were recently left waiting until the last minute to find out if they could take their dog to New South Wales.
They couldn't secure a flight until the day, basically, which is pretty crazy when you're flying a small dog across the country and a massive expense, like $4,000. I mean, yeah, pretty crazy.
Kathy Cole is from Smoosh Dog Transport, which delivers dogs by road. She's fielded panic calls from many stranded pet owners.
The cancellation of the flights was one of the main things that we were hearing all the time. They tried to get their dog on a flight and their flights cancelled half an hour beforehand, so because there wasn't enough people to be on the plane. So they cancelled the whole lot. So people were like, my dog's at the airport, what do I do?
The uncertainty is also taking a toll on the animals.
If you've got an adult dog that is prone to anxiety or stress, which happens just like with people, they can stress and overheat themselves because just the anxiety of being away from their people. So we find that adult dogs can be more difficult than puppies.
Demand for her service has risen during the pandemic, but driving across the country isn't straightforward either.
The changes are very quick. So we would have a driver on the road, say, and he'd get to Victoria and only half an hour before that the government had announced that you'd need a new permit now. Of course, we had to scramble in the office, get new sort of documents and that. So that has been a really big challenge for people.
As she prepares her dog Chaplin for the long trip home from Canada, Victoria Morgan is hoping their itinerary becomes clearer in the months ahead.
I have high hopes for 2022, simply because we are leaving towards the end of the year. So I kind of am just trying to focus on what we can control right now and then also just to be prepared.
Australian expat Victoria Morgan, Matt Bamford, our reporter there.